code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan McWhorter, chatting to the Matrix on the 15th of February 2012. For newcomers, go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the free audios for downloads. There's hundreds and hundreds there to choose from, and hopefully you'll glean some information of the big system, the real system that runs the world. We're post-democratic, have been for about 100 years, and the books and so on that I mentioned, put out by the big players themselves, the globalists and their foundations, pretty well explain it all, and I mention them all through the series of these audios. So have yourself to those, and hopefully, as I say, you understand the farce, really, of democracy, how it's used to keep people quite happy and calm, because you get to vote every 5 years or so, and you think everything's going to change for your own good, but it never does, because you're living in a global agenda. Massive money behind it, and really no opposition, because most folk don't, they're kept in the politics trap. Just vote for this guy or that guy and everything's going to be cozy, and it doesn't work out that way at all, because everything's signed into treaties. Great countries signs into treaties through the United Nations, all the different agreements, and they become basically taken as a form of law. So we're living through a planned society, a planned future. And why do you think we have all these different 2050 projects, 2060, etc.? That's all to do with a planned future. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal, or some people send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and once again, you have PayPal. And I don't bring on guests, etc., so, because mainly guests are out there to sell things. There's no radio without a business. And all the companies have to have a business on the go because they don't get charity given to them. It doesn't happen that way. They don't get grants from the government. They're not environmentalists. They don't belong to foundations, at least most of them. And they don't get anything at all. So it's up to you to keep these stations going. By, for instance, going to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and see what they're doing this month, too, because they have a money drive to try and bring cash in to expand their premises, because things are changing so quickly, especially on the Internet, and more AM stations are being taken up by Patriot Radio, too, in case anything happens to the net. Although if they pass laws to forbid speaking at all, that's really the end of it anyway, so that will eventually come sometime. All we can do is play it bit by bit and hope for the best, and always keep our eyes open. But as I say, what I do here is chronicle the events as we go through them and match them up to the initial speeches that were given at world meetings through World Federalist Societies, for instance, as one big organization, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. These organizations are all across the world, advise all governments, and they're also think tanks as well, working on every aspect of society, children, mental health, everything you can imagine, the coming food shortages, all this kind of stuff, including the cities that they want to pack for Agenda 21, as they get all the folk off the rural areas, which they don't want anymore. That goes all the way back to Julian Huxley, and I read from his own book on the air that very part. He said there'll be very few folk left on the lands, and that was echoed by the United Nations about a year or so ago, and I read this on the air too from their own website. They said eventually there will only be about 3% of people living on the lands, and they will be extremely, extremely very wealthy. You see, not for the ordinary proles, as they call us. Back with more after this break.
Are Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix. And I spent yesterday talking about foundations mainly and how foundations rule the world. These are the guys who draft up even the treaties for the United Nations, these private foundations, and they've got hundreds of front groups working for them across the world. Each one has hundreds. Some foundations, these tax-free philanthropic organizations, as they call themselves, they actually fund maybe 100 other foundations for other parts of this global agenda. Depopulation, the wonderful utopia of the future, their smart cities for themselves to live in, of course, at least for the middle management bunch, and the overcrowded old cities that will crumble as the people die off in the future. It's all part of the big scheme. They don't like humanity very much. And I'll even put a video up tonight to give you quotes from different eugenicists who belonged, and some of them set up these organizations a long, long time ago, going back to Malthus and even before. So it's an ongoing agenda, ever since really the hammering and hammering and hammering at the old system, which was primarily, it came out of a, no doubt about it, a feudal system. And then they gave you this thing called democracy, which was a sham, because why would those who have power give it up to what they call the rabble? That's the people. They actually call them the rabble, you see. Lots of names for them. But they, of course, eventually destroyed what was last of a Christian culture, which at least gave you a form of morality, whether you believe in it or not. That was the culture. It also gave us the laws as well, so cops couldn't just bash the heads in people and taser them for fun, for instance. It gave you special give you human rights. But under the, again, the big foundations and the Earth Summit, the last Earth Summit, the animals got all the rights and we got nothing. We're just another animal, according to them. And we're not an endangered species because there's so many of us. Therefore, we have no rights at all. It's just the elite ones have rights, you know. Just like, as I said yesterday, with David Suzuki, who's the icon of Canada for his animal talks to get the children into nature. He's actually a geneticist, and he said when he was a professor, he said that people are just maggots. And I put that link up last night for you to see for yourself. These are the guys they make into stars to so the children grow up with them and follow them. And whatever the guy says, well, he's a star, he's a celebrity. They follow his opinions. Most folks' opinions are really given to them all the time. And to be honest with you, I was also reading an article, too, about them wanting to put more people in prison for different things and et cetera, because it's a big business, too, isn't it? But also, I thought, you know, in prison, you're going to find people who know more about what's going on in the world than the average person who listens to talk radio. Because street smart people, and these crooks generally are very street smart, sort of low-level psychopaths, a lot of them, they're recidivist type, they catch on immediately to the con. They always see the con behind anything, behind laws and everything, because they're con men themselves. And they certainly can give you an education on how the world really is. They're not fooled by wonderful speeches by politicians or anything like that. They know what's behind everything that's declared to the general public. But the general public, again, are just so kind of half in and half out of fiction all the time. They're in a semi-hypnotic state as they watch fiction and then they watch the news. And even the news is turned into entertainment. And by design. The news, the mainstream news, is entertainment. Now for entertainment, what's that got to do with news? Or sports? What's the sports got to do with the news either? At one time, believe it or not, people, you didn't get the sports on the news at all. You got 1 hour of news. Didn't mean it was the truth, but it was news. And eventually on a Saturday, the sports would come on, and that's where you go on Saturdays. And I was into everything, and then they started to add entertainment to it. Like, it's so important about the next movie. What's that got to do with the news? Things that affect you and I and life itself. And now sports and entertainment are all throughout the news. So our minds are guided all the time. And why do you think every station is identical? A he and a she sent together, and he'll say a sentence, then she'll reply with a sentence, and all this nonsense. They're all the same formats, because this works apparently with people. And the man will listen to the man, the woman will listen to the woman, and they try to capture everybody so they can give you good lies and so that you believe it. And all the news comes from a couple of major sources. Rothschilds, I should say, started up the Reuters, they own it, and you've got another one as well. So you're given all the other media picks up from the main two sources, basically, really one source in actual fact. So we're completely controlled, and unfortunately the internet's going the same way with draconian laws coming out, and more on the tables for coming out later. Now, getting back to foundations, a long time ago, even before the 20th century, these foundations were on the go. I mentioned last night that Adam Weishaupt himself said they would change the world by guiding governments through philanthropists, charitable foundations. That's what he meant. Old idea, because it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old, that idea. And, of course, when you think of a charity, you think, well, you always think of the Salvation Army or something. You never think of charities as being involved in serious stuff and high politics, but that's exactly what they're there for. And when the antitrust laws came through, but the Rockefeller oil group, for instance, they suddenly diversified themselves into a whole bunch of smaller groups. And so you can't, you know, literally you have to wait through dozens and dozens of corporations to find out who owns them at the top. Same boys own them. They diversified. But they also put in their money, instead of pay taxes, into these foundations to get the cash raised. And they can invest with the cash from a foundation, and literally the books are closed. The government, they accumulate trillions of dollars. and they have armies of non-governmental organizations, some of whose CEOs get over $1 million, sometimes $2 million. Wonderful for being a CEO of a charitable foundation that's messing with world affairs and advising all governments. Who gave them permission, special permission, to go and get instant access to politicians? Do you see that in anybody's charter of rights or anything? Just not there. So, again, the media, if they wanted to, could expose all that, but they won't because they're part of it too. But information is definitely all out there. And here's one organization I'll mention tonight. It's called the Mission of Roadmap 2050. It's to provide a practical, independent, and objective analysis of pathways. You call them pathways, you see, techniques for each area, to achieve a low-carbon economy in Europe in line with the energy security and environmental and economic goals of the European Union. It's just a private organization. The Roadmap 2050 project is an initiative of the European Climate Foundation. See, Climate Foundation. And again, you heard some of the foundations Jesse mentioned, that there's thousands of them. Most of them are actually fronts. Some of them are just money laundering organizations that fund all the other ones so that they sound independent. But they work with governments. And who gave them permission to work with governments? Anyway, it has been developed by a consortium of experts funded by the European Climate Foundation. And they go into all their projects. It says, in addition, a wide range of companies, consultancy firms, research centres and non-governmental organisations have provided various forms of assistance during the preparation of this report. I bet they have, since they'll do it all. I'll put this link up tonight to give you just a simple example of one of them who are shaping the future and how you'll live, how much cash you'll have, how much you'll pay to taxes and carbon taxes and all the rest of it. And you don't get a chance to vote them in. Most people don't even know they exist. And the media, the general media, will keep it that way. Keep it that way. And we were going along on this crazy current of global warming, of course, and climate change, which covers everything, of course. And as we're having geoengineering run through us openly now, they admit it, and they've been doing it for years. And they're dumping more sulfur into the atmosphere. Sulfur's an awful thing to breathe in. Never mind the barium. And the aluminum oxide and other things have been doing for years as well. But sulfur, you don't want to breathe sulfur in. And they know darn well the effects it has on the health of the public. They know darn well. They've done all the tests for about 100 years. They've known what sulfur does to you when you breathe it in. They've known for centuries what sulfur does when they work in mines, the guys who go through sulfur. They know what it does. But there's a eugenical, but they can't just come out and say, we want to poison and kill you, to depopulate the planet. They just say, we're going to do this to save you. But isn't that a beautiful double speak and you've got a mind bend? Most folk can't fathom it out once their mind is bent, you see. And they bend your mind all the time. Frozen continent, Europe's rivers, lakes, and even the seas are iced over as bitter Siberian cold leads to temperatures of almost 40 degrees centigrade below. That's zero. That's minus 40 centigrade. It says, you'd be forgiven for thinking these stunning vistas lay deep in the heart of Antarctica, but they are in fact what's become of the European landscape as temperatures plummet to nearly minus 40 centigrade, the coldest snap in decades. Rivers, lakes, beaches, and even seas have been iced over by a Siberian freeze, creating some incredible sights, but also more tales of tragedy. And it says, thousands enjoyed a day out on the frozen lake, I can't pronounce that, it's Fefe Kersti near Zurich, Switzerland today, while ice anglers looked more like Eskimos as they braved the conditions on a Polish reservoir. And it says, but in the southern Kosovo, 9 people were killed when an avalanche hit the village of Restelica, officials said Sunday, adding to more than 500 killed in snow and bitter cold across the continent in the past 2 weeks. 500 dead. And Poland, the Interior Ministry said 20 people died in the past 24 hours because of the freezing weather, bringing the toll there so far this year to at least 100. And Britain gets thousands every year they can't afford to heat themselves. And if they get used to this, they cut back and put the cost of heating yourself up and up and up. Global warming. Back with more after this break.
Sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix. And I'm talking about the global warming that we're having this winter. And it's quite an article, this too, about the freezing temperatures, 40 below, in Europe, and lots of people dying. Rivers are iced over, lakes iced over, and even parts of the seas are iced over. There's also avalanches, too. This course of avalanche involved about 15 houses Saturday, but only two were occupied at the time. There's people missing, etc. Number of dead now is 9 there, and I believe there's still one missing person. Temperatures have plummeted in parts of Europe close to minus 40 degrees Celsius. In the coldest February snap the region has seen in decades. Meteorologists say it could last till the end of the month. In Kosovo, 3 people died. 2 children were injured on Thursday when a gas can the family was using for heating exploded. We wouldn't allow that here. We'd had a SWAT team and killed them first before it blew up. But anyway, Kosovo's government ordered schools to remain closed for another week with more snow expected, and many inhabited areas are completely cut off. In neighboring Montenegro, the government imposed a state of emergency late on Saturday after snow blocked roads and railways across most of the country, and 3 people have died so far. More than 50 people have been stranded in a train in Montenegro's north for more than 2 days as emergency crews struggle to rescue them. And it goes on and on and on. Montenegro's north, snow is 2.3 meters deep. So authorities have banned all private traffic in the capital, Podgorica, where snow is almost a meter, 3 feet deep, and more is forecast Sunday. Serbia just declared a state of emergency. Last week, 19 people have died in the cold snap so far. And, of course, it says, the economist says, damage from the cold weather may cost the country more than 500 million euros, which is $660 million. More than 2,000 industrial businesses have been idled to limit the strain on coal-fired power plants and hydropower plants, which were struggling because of the buildup of ice. And the government also ordered the closure of all schools, etc., etc. Well, they want to get rid of the coal too, of course. It's the big agenda for the world, and so you have carbon-free, etc. And it's going to be really interesting how that they manage to do this without any carbon. Mind you, they still want to breathe you, tax your breathing for CO2 with all the fake science. But it's a political agenda. That's why the science doesn't make sense. It's a political agenda. It's nothing to do really with science. But they're going to try and use that as a big stick to get us to buckle into the global warming. You always find that CO2 follows rising sea temperatures. Follows it, not precedes it. That's the way it is. Now, Monsanto, this great massive monster, which every government, obviously, long before the public heard about it, were given some sort of rights to do whatever they wanted to do, even use their own private police forces to plant stuff on people's lands and hound farmers out of business by massive lawsuits for their GM food, etc., all the corn and different things. I mentioned it yesterday. It was the first time now they've actually been successfully sued for poisoning people. It's a French court Monday declared U.S. biotech giant Monsanto guilty of chemical poisoning of a French farmer. That's the start of it, you see. A judgment which would lend weight to other health claims against pesticides. In the first such case heard in court in France, Grain Power Paul Francois says he suffered neurological problems, including memory loss, headaches, and stammering after inhaling Monsanto's Mon.N Lasso Weed Killer 2004. He blames the agribusiness giant for not providing adequate warnings on the product label. The ruling was given by a court in Lyon, southeast France, which ordered an expert opinion of Francois's losses to establish a sum of damages. And lawyers from Monsanto could not immediately be reached for comment. Previous health claims from farmers have foundered because of difficulty establishing clear links between illnesses and exposure to pesticides. You see, Monsanto's made it, again, there was a strange legal deal with all every country to go ahead regardless. And you're not allowed to independently test the stuff in private laboratories. And every judge in the land has been told to always be on Monsanto's side, the hand in Canada. Because, you see, the big elite have sat up there in their ivory towers and have said, oh, you know, the population is just too big, even though all the Western countries are dying off, and we would be taking an awful space if it wasn't for immigration. They admit that themselves. Again, you're double think, double speak. Too many people, but we need all these immigrants in to pay the future taxes and pay off the debts. And it seems to me there's going to be terrible way of, it's going to be terrible to feed them in the future because there's less farms. Well, there's less farms because the government's helped put so many out of business by backing, even financially backing, these big agri-food businesses, these big chains of farms. They put people under, they take them over. And there's only 5 agri-food businesses on the go, you see. So then what do they do once they put small farmers out of business? And it's the small farmers, by the way, that got people through the Great Depression, as they call it. Because every town and city was surrounded by small farms. And you could at least get there, but anything you trade, whatever, you could manage to hopefully survive. You don't have that now. Gone. And again, with interdependence, global interdependence, we have to import so much food from abroad. Actually tell you that, what your quotas are going to be to grow. This is a planned society. You can't just go in and say, I'm going to be a farmer. Well, the government's going to say, do we really need another one? Or do we want another one? Because we've signed treaties to import it from so-and-so. Understand what's happening here. Nothing happens by itself. It's all done through treaties. Anyway, it says, I'm alive today, says this farmer, but part of the farming population is going to be sacrificed and is going to die because of this, Francois 47 told Reuters. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, folks. Stand back. You are cutting through the matrix. So we touch on Fukushima nuclear plant. It says the operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant has begun injecting water and more water into one of the reactors after the core temperature rose above Japan's safety limit. That was on the 14th. Anyway, it says it rose to 82 degrees Celsius over the weekend, highest level since the reactor was put into a state of cold shutdown 2 months ago. And operator TEPCO insists there has been no nuclear reaction and that the reactor can be controlled. But it's interesting that the topic of related stories in Japan betrays citizens over radiation danger and radiation levels, etc., and even lose track of one story of a radioactive, it says cows here. I don't get that one. I haven't looked at that one. I have to look that one up and see what happens. I guess I put them into the food chain, and they don't know what's happened to it. So anyway, that's happening in Japan, of course. But one thing I just want to touch on quickly is, and I've seen all this before under globalism. It happened in Britain, it's happened in Canada, it's happened in the States, it's happened in other countries now, that even the Far East Pacific Rim conglomerate, they're all under the mandate of this global system. And this is what you see, because India, you see, is getting financed by us. Our tax money goes to India. This is what they mean, redistributing the wealth of the nations across the world. That's the Marxian concept. We're doing that now. And we've been taxed more to give to India. And we're even still building hospitals in China. Canada's still working, building their power supplies in China and places like that. No doubt Brazil, too, but they'll get massive grants from us, you see, as we go under. axed workers, are they getting axed or getting fired? They're on, you know, working up their time. Train Indian replacements. It says sacked at Telstra staff are being forced to train the Indian help desk operators who will replace them. More than 250 local staff have gone in the latest round of staff cuts, which have totaled more than 2,000 in recent years. Operators from an Indian outsourcing company are already in Melbourne being trained. Len Cooper from the Telecommunications Union says staff were instructed by the union not to cooperate, but Telstra found a way around it. And this is the typical thing that you see. Imagine being forced to train people who are going to put you out of a job because of globalism and international treaties. And here's one of the biggest things here, too. You understand this was in the 80s and the 90s. We had groups from every country, Canada included, in the States as well, working in a place in France to do with this investment in other countries where they can bring in their own staff to work and everything else and own people, workers and everything, and pay them their own wages so they were back in their own country. Indian Group plans Queensland's biggest coal mine. I've touched on this before, but it's going underway now. An Indian conglomerate is planning to build Queensland's biggest coal mine west of Rockhampton in the state's central region, including a new town, runway, railway and port facilities. The whole kit and caboodle they're building themselves. Mind you, they're getting aid from all of us to do so. The Adani Group has proposed a new open cut and underground mine, mostly on the Murray Downs cattle station, 100 kilometres north of Emerald. The company has finalised the purchase of the cattle property from grazier Graham Acton. The cost of construction is expected to be at least $6 billion, and the mine would produce about 60 million tonnes per year, with a mine life of more than a century. If it goes ahead, and Danny says it will be the largest investment by an Indian company in Australia. It goes on to say they're bringing in their own workers to do the mining. They're building a town for their own workers to live in. They're shipping all the coal out and all the stuff out of the country to India, who's allowed to burn coal for the next 20 years until that part of the treaty is up for them, where China's the same. They can extend it too. They can pollute as much as they want for another 20 years if they apply to the World Trade Organization. That was the treaty that they signed. But we have to cut back on ours and just freeze, you see. So anyway, that's the sort of thing that's happening in Australia and elsewhere. While we pay these companies in India, they call them uprising powers, as they call them, through treaties that they've signed, we pay them and we subsidize their companies. Amazing, isn't it? See, the Italian officials are talking to the federal government about special visas to fill jobs with overseas workers. That's your free trade deals, folks. See, you don't have countries anymore. You don't have politicians on any party that isn't a globalist, that they're all globalists. That's the only party there is, the globalist party, you might say that. And so why are you voting still thinking you've got a country that's going to help and protect you and your jobs? That's not happening, obviously. Their actions betray their mouths, don't they? And Canada, too. Australian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says committed to diversifying energy exports to countries such as China while pledging to press Beijing on human rights. Well, they always say that, as he forged ahead with deeper economic ties. Now, forging ahead with deeper economic ties are the same terms they used with the free trade agreements when they were combining Britain into Europe from the 70s onwards. They're signing things for deeper ties. I mean total integration, for those who don't know what it means. Harper told the business dinner at Guangzhou he would push for the construction of new infrastructure needed to ship the country's oil to China. So we'll pay for that, I guess, as part of efforts to take the economic partnership to the next level. The partnership. An economic partnership to the next level. All kind of esoteric, isn't it? The Canada holds, and Canadians don't even know their own country. Canada is the holder of the world's third largest oil reserves. And you were paying the highest price for gasoline. You know, we ship it to the States, and they can get gasoline a lot cheaper there than they can in Canada. I was looking at 4 quarts or about a gallon or so of oil for just engine oil. It was $17 or $18 plus tax on top of it. That's what we pay in Canada. And we're the third largest oil reserves here. They're seeking to reduce its reliance on the U.S. after President Barack Obama rejected Trans-Canada Corridor's 7 billion Keystone XL pipeline to ship Canadian oil to the Gulf Coast. Canada sends 99% of its oil exports to the U.S. Can you believe that? And we're paying all this stuff here, high energy. We want to sell our energy to people who want to buy our energy, Harper said at dinner. It's that simple. He said his country's quest for new markets won't curtail its willingness to raise human rights. Well, I'll talk to that. I always say this kind of stuff. Anyway, he says he urged China to be responsible, global citizen, security issues, etc., etc. And he wants them to really take over the proper place, of course, on the United Nations. That means getting their troops into action along with NATO. That's what that means, etc. So there you are. And Canada, literally, that's all we seem to be doing now is selling natural resources. That's always the fact. Some of the factories have gone to China, and then you've got all the environmentalist movements from outside, the globalist ones founded by the foundations, trying to stop Canada selling anything at all to anybody. They want us to go back to the Stone Age, I think, which actually they do. And of course, these folk will be living in Canada when we're freezing our butts off here, either. It's just amazing. This is part of the eugenics, obviously. And I mentioned that last night, all these incredible wealthy foundations that are owned by the big corporations as well and the big international bankers, and there are armies and armies and armies of non-governmental organizations who literally want to turn Canada and the States back to some kind of primeval wilderness with no people on it. They've actually said it, some of them, like Friends of the Earth. Quite something. Another big NGO. And just before we go to the callers, this article here, appointed a Supreme Commandant for Australia's laws to do with the carbon taxes and so on. Ms. Munro, says a former executive director at Telstra and current chair of the National Water Commission, will have at her disposal 350 staff with powers to audit companies' carbon emissions and the number of permits they buy, even enter and search their premises. That's just looking for carbon, maybe in plastic bags. It's little pokes you put them in and tie them in the top. A Senate estimates hearing was told this week that $17.8 million has so far been spent on operating costs and capital outlays, including a controversial $200,000 in corporate branding. Companies that fail to buy and surrender enough permits face penalties ranging from a 30% markup on the $23 a ton carbon price. It's all fictitious. You know, scribbling with pens and pencils and stuff. If they come up with a short of permits to a $1.1 million fine in cases of fraud. Now, Europe is in an utter mess now with the carbon funds because the big bankers are hoping to rake in trillions, but the whole thing is collapsing in Europe. But here's the crazy ones who run in Australia, the Fabian socialists, pushing for all theirs too, as companies are going under one by one by one, as I mentioned last night. Incredible. It's just incredible, you know. It's like saying we can all put our hands in fire and we will not get burned. It's a new law we've just decreed it. And you keep trying, you keep burning yourself, and you keep trying. How long do you have to keep burning yourself before you say, this is not working? But that's government for you. Once you put something in the law, that's it. Now, I'll go to the callers now. And there's George from Ontario on the line. Are you there, George?
Hello, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I really like your show. I'd like to just say that your information is very, very useful. And, you know, people who actually use it can really use it to their advantage. I mean, for example, I was reading Winners and Losers, and it definitely explained the new Android phones, the iPod and everything. And I remember reading about that actually in Popular Science back in 2002 when they were first coming out. So it was basically just like here we are, we're starting that. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Another point I wanted to actually ask you about was suburbia.
Yeah.
Which basically, I think, it seems like it's engineered to be that way, you know, higher class.
Yes, it is.
Suburban places, especially in Canada here, where we have, you know, around Toronto as well, mm-hmm. where, you know, very low culture. I find the younger people are really isolated and very, very high rates of drug use.
Oh, I know.
Both among males and females, especially among the university students. Yes. So I was wondering, is that something that was engineered or just due to the lack of parenting?
No, it was engineered. I've done shows on the history of drug use on the West, coupled with the music industry and the movies and so on. And they're quite lengthy, some of them. In the archive section, you'll find some. But this is the agenda. Total demoralization is part of it, you understand? The creation of apathy, Bertrand Russell said, which will create massive apathy once we've destroyed the family unit. And if people are dependent on welfare, and they'll have a hopeless outlook on life. He says, then they'll be apathetic. Then we can mold them, because they'll go to anything that claims it's going to help them, which is government. This was all engineered this way, you're quite right. I remember in the suburbs down in Toronto, I couldn't walk my dog eventually because there's so many syringes in the back alleys where the garages are. And you just couldn't walk your dog. Syringes everywhere. And youngsters, it's just like Scotland and England and elsewhere, but have done the same thing. Where you see youngsters sitting on the steps in front of the front doors, injecting into their legs. You know, I'm talking about 10 and 11-year-olds, some of them.
Especially the more higher class suburban areas where isolation is very high, as well as the depression rates. Has there been any mention of that, where they would use that to isolate the people, or is that just...
Yeah, they would. It's just all techniques. You understand, techniques also includes, as I say, movies, TV. Keep them in the house. Don't have them mixed with neighbors, etc. And that helped, again, to further isolate them. And in fact, it pretty well destroyed society. The isolation. No one comes together as a community or even chats to each other about what's happening in the community.
Definitely. You can see that here.
Yeah.
People barely know their next-door neighbors. They don't know. It's very rare to even know their first name around these sites.
That's right. So it's all been done on purpose, because if you don't mix and talk about the problems of the neighborhood, then nothing gets done about it, obviously. So government's free to do what they want, even local governments. And believe me, these drugs are not coming in little bits and pieces. These drugs from the beginning have been shipped in by the big powers themselves.
Especially I've noticed that marijuana is very, very, very popular among I'm around 23, and almost everybody, I would say around 90% of the people actually use it, especially among the university students.
Yes, and they make sure of that too. It's a big joke about being policed, and they know that too. Marijuana simply, for a lot of people, you can't function properly on marijuana. They know what it does. They know its long-term effects. And it does dull the sharpness of the mind, even once you're off it, if you're a long-term user.
Definitely. And it's like they have a disconnect between the older people. It's like the younger people don't notice what effect it's had on them. And it's like, I'll smoke it for now and I'll be fine in 20 years.
And don't forget, too, they've been genetically engineering this stuff for years. It's not the old stuff either. It was the military who developed the higher forms of...
they've been at that too as well, eh?
Yes. And so what else is it doing to your brain? But they know darn well. It blunts your affect, number one. It blunts your drive to get on and do things, you know. And the after effects, too, can help augment apathy in a depressive situation in society. Yeah, nothing's by chance. Nothing is by chance, you know. And they've always gone after the small guy on the street who sells a couple of tokes, but they don't go after the stuff coming in massive bales and special ships.
I found it amazing that they're going after wealthier, younger people as well. I mean, people whose parents are making close to $500,000 to $1 million a year.
Yes.
It's very, very popular among them as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always good for law. Law is a business, remember, too. And they're quite happy to do that. And the more crime they can have on the books, we've caught so many this year, the better it looks for them. They hire more guys and expand them as an internal army. So you need that, of course, for the cops. But I can remember even when LSD was coming out big time, when I was really, really small. And it's on the television then that there were limousines coming around the universities and all over Britain and throwing sacks of them for free over the walls, the students. That's how they got it started. And then they got the rock stars on television stoned at their heads, tripping out, falling off the seats. And these Eton interviewers, they're all from Eton in Britain, the upper class, interviewing them and laughing and saying, gee, he isn't this naughty. And that's how they sold it to the public. And they, why would the elites be pushing this on the general public?
Yeah, exactly. I actually watched an interview with Pete Doherty from England.
Yes.
And they're still at it with that as well.
Yes. Oh, they're still at it. All right. Yeah. And I've literally seen this happen, and I've seen the guys fall off the seats. And yeah. They just have a little laugh about it. The guy's wasted. Do you want to live with a wasted person? Would you like that for a dad, you know? Or the woman as a mother, for that matter?
It's like they don't make them think about that far, though. It's like they basically think in short intervals of a week or a month.
Yes, and what it does, LSD and so on, I mean, it does go for the memory, absolutely. Flashback. I've seen guys in flashbacks of a half pint of beer years after getting off it. But thanks for calling. And call again.
Yeah, no problem.
Back with more after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to Mark from Wisconsin. Trying to get through last night. You there, Mark?
Hey.
Yes?
Alan, I was wondering why that Republican James A. Traficant went to prison, and I ran across some information that he presented to the House of Representatives. I've got about 5 sentences here. Could I read it to you?
Yeah, read it. I've heard it before, but go ahead, yeah.
Okay. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United States, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. With the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy had adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as democracy, being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring or placing the office of Secretary of Treasury to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund. Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955 reads in part, the U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States. And I looked that up, too. The Secretary of the Treasury is paid by the IMF, Alan.
Yeah, the thing is, too, that was confirmed in the 1950s with the Rees Commission, that was sent by Congress to investigate the tax-free foundations that were running the country. And at that time, too, a few years later, quickly came out with his book and said the Royal Institute of International Affairs, or the American brand CFR, is running the country. The bankers funded the communists. The whole idea was to bring in a socialist system because they can run a socialist system and get all the cash they want much easier than going through separate countries that are literally independent. So under a world socialist system, all they have to do then is go to the government, put their own men in governments, like the IMF receivers. There's also guys in government. The U.S. has them. They all signed it in 1946 in San Francisco, United Nations agreement. Every country signed to put in the overseas economics department in as well. That person who's appointed to that position is also the director of the International Monetary Fund for your country. So what they do is they take your cash, put it abroad into other banks, supposedly to help third world countries, and then the same person gets the IMF to get the cash back from that country over a period of time. When they default, you, the American or Canadian or whoever it is that's been put down as guarantor, has to pay that off. Then they give them another loan. And Quigley also said that the Bank of International Settlements is to be the world power for this whole global structure, with the International Monetary Fund as its strong man behind it. They come in and bring you to poverty as they collect the cash that they want. So this is how they're controlling the whole world. The bankers created communism, and it's far more efficient for them to run the world. Remember, Rockefeller said it was far better that the world be ruled by an intelligentsia and bankers rather than leaving it to the sovereign determination of individual nations, the future. You know? So you're there. We'll be here for years and years and years, and every president and prime minister since the, quickly said, late 1800s, has been a member of this globalist organization. You can go into so many U.S. presidents, and they're all members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission, and sometimes it comes out after they left office. Truman always read the poem, you know, the World Parliament of Man in every speech from Shelley. So they've all been globalists and federalists, and apparently what it seems to be left-wing, but it's a socialist planned society that promoted Genesis and superior might be things be superior. But thanks for calling, and maybe keep calling tomorrow if you can. From Hamish, myself, and to your candidates, good night, dear God, your God. Oh.